Hey, hey, hey. What is up, What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is the John Albatross Show. It's been quite a while. I figured out how to do this anchor thing, I think, finally. So I'm gonna try it. They redid the app, so I held off. But I'm back. Today's episode, I'm gonna talk about Stormy Daniels and Trump. Why people are, I don't even know. We'll talk about it. Talk about, what else are we gonna talk about? We're gonna talk about, cause I'm talk about those battle royal games. The video games, Fortnite versus PUBG. Finally played both of them. Now that they're on mobile. And talk about some other. Talk about music festivals, cause I meant to do that the one day, but we didn't. But that's all coming up on the John Albatross Show. All right, so I'm back, and there's a lot of shit that went down. Some family matters that I had to take care of. That's why it's been a delay. And Anchor redid their format, so seems like it's going to be a lot better. I mean, it was breaking up into segments. It still might, but you know, I can publish it to Apple or and all those podcast account things, which is good, and I really do enjoy. And I really want to get more out for you, so hopefully we're going to stay with Anchor, because Podbean's really not doing shit for me. So now that we're back, a lot of stuff happened. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Probably one of the best things that happened in this city. And contrary to what people were saying, they didn't burn the city down. Philadelphia was in one piece the whole time. They said 700,000 people went to this parade, which is clearly bullshit. The parade was longer than the Phillies. It had been a couple million people. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. Just the parkway alone was fucking mobbed. Yeah, Vikings fans are butthurt. We won the title in their home stadium. Tom Brady's a fucking bitch. He still can't fucking lose graciously to a backup quarterback. You fucking asshole. Kiss my ass, Tom Brady. But yeah, we're back, and we're gonna get into it. Oh, Philly's got Jake Arrieta too, which I'm a Philadelphia person. Philadelphia fan. I'm happy. They're going to make a run for the wild card now. I have high hopes that they're going to. They got a good manager. They got the young bats. I just think they need some pitching, and I think they can do some work. I mean, I don't think they're going to make the wild card. I think they're going to make it. They're going to push for the wild card. It's going to be close. They could get it. I'm not optimistic that they're going to get it, but they could get it. And I think it's going to be close. So let's start off today. President Donald Trump is getting sued. I don't even know if it's really getting sued, but it's now. This guy can't go 2 weeks without having some fucking crazy shit come up with his name. And then he has to boldface lie. Like, his inauguration, it was the biggest inauguration, clearly wasn't. Now, there's an adult film actress who works in a, you know, certain independent films. Pornos. So there's a porn star named Stormy Daniels. In like 2006 or 7, maybe 8, when Melania was pregnant, he was laying the pipe to her. I know you're all shocked. But like, he's denying it, and he made her sign a gag order. Now, the fucking thing with that gag order, the best part, as CNN was making things, David Dennison is the real president of the United States, and I was like, who the fuck is David Dennison? It was his name on the gag order that he didn't even sign. So she couldn't talk. And I'm like, dude, shit like that makes you fucking want to like Trump, because it's like, dude, what a fucking awesome alias for you being a jerk off, fucking David Dennison. But there's like a lot of shit going on with this. Like, the Republicans are all like, oh, what a fucking lying whore, saying that he sexually did something to her, fucking sex, some sort of sexual misconduct, which she's not claiming at all. She's like, look, he didn't force himself on me. I fucked the guy, you know? She signed a gag order. I know, it's funny, a porn star signing a gag order. But anyway, she signed a gag order under another assumed name, Peggy something. I want to say Peterson. David Dennison and Peggy Peterson or something or another. I don't even fucking know. But she signed it, his lawyer signed it, and he didn't sign it. So she's trying to take him to, or she's talking about it. Trump's trying to countersue her for $1 million or something. I don't. Some bullshit. Now, here's the thing with it. And she just took a lie. The reason I'm bringing it up, she just took a lie detector test. And apparently she passed. And a lot of these people, like 8 people on my fucking friends on Facebook, were like, yeah, she passed the lie detector test. And I'm like, so? And if you people don't know, lie detector tests are not admissible in court. And there's a reason why they're not admissible in court. Because they're not scientifically proven. They basically, they help you if you're nervous. And there's people that are trying to, you know, tell me, oh, you know, if, no, there's nothing. Here's, people, it's, lie detector tests are not admissible. Like, it's not a proven science. Like, you're nervous, you're going to fucking act nervous. Like, if I had some, and I told people, because I had to do a lie detector test one time and I failed, even though I wasn't lying, just because, you know why? Because I had some dickhead who was telling me fucking, who's basically putting me on the fucking spot and twisting words around to make it say that I lied, and I was getting fucking heated because I was just holding back, me not trying to fucking punch the dude in the fucking nose. Break his fucking nose or punch him in the mouth. So that's why they're not. Because it doesn't matter. That's why fucking most fucking cops are like, oh, what do you want me to say that said on the lie detector test? Well, did he pass or not? They're not admissible in court. I could fucking lie about this. Like, it basically, I just fucking have to get the guy nervous. It's a fucking bullshit fucking interrogation tactic that they never fucking, like, there's always a fucking thing where it's like, basically, whoever's administering the test is getting paid for it. He's not a not bipartisan guy. He's not a nonpartisan fucking, the guy who's fucking paying for him, hey, you know what? What? Make sure he's fucking, it's bullshit. Like, who ordered the test? And it's just, yeah, it's not a good fucking way. People are getting excited. And I'm like, you should have a little more fucking sense. How many people would you fucking, if somebody got fucking brought to jail on a lie detector test? Like, come on, people. It's fucking common sense. And the big thing is, too, we didn't need fucking Stormy Daniels to take a fucking lie detector. Something that's going to be totally inadmissible in court. I know I probably said admissible earlier, but it's inadmissible, which means it can't hold up in court. And do you know why? Because Trump has done this shit so many times before. Literally, he did it to fucking Ivanka Trump with Marla Maples, and then he wound up marrying her because he fucking got knocked up. She got knocked, got her knocked up, got Marla Maples knocked up, and they had Tiffany Trump. Like, this is nothing new. He likes hot young fucking starlets, whether it be in the independent film industry or the fucking television industry. Like, his credibility right there is fucking shot. Why are people like fucking, oh my god, yeah, the fucking lie detector. Dude, you know he did it. He's done it before several times. He's done it to fucking Marla Maples. That's why she divorced him. None of this shit is new. I didn't need a fucking porn star to fucking tell me, yeah, I didn't need a porn star who he fucking laid the pipe to fucking have me say, oh yeah, he clearly did it because she did it. I know because he's a fucking piece of shit who's done it before. Like most rich fucking New York fucking playboys. Or who he thinks he is. And I had another fucking Republican asshole, you know, and this, it's like, well, he didn't fucking, she just not saying he did any sexual misconduct. She's saying, hey, made me sign a gag order. Now the gag order was null and void because he didn't sign, David Dennison didn't sign it. And I'm going to fucking tell everybody he laid the pipe to me. So, and then he's like, yeah, she's going on this strip club tour, Make America Horny Again. She's using this to make money. Well, no shit, Mr. Republican pundit. Go back to the GOP, and man, your fucking think tank has to be so fucking up there with that fucking establishment. We all knew that's what she was doing. Fuck, dude, he's the most powerful man in the world. And now you got this bombshell? Of course she's going to come out and fucking try to capitalize on it. And Trump, the fucking man with the plan who fucking talks all this shit, I'm going to sue her for $1 million. Fuck you, dude. Seriously? Seriously, Donald. We know you did it. You've done it before. And you did it with fucking Stormy Daniels. Who, at the time, what were you? Fucking pushing 60? And she was in her late 20s? Dude, she was 40 years your fucking junior. And you piped her. So she's not fucking much better. Like, and it was Donald Trump who was a fucking billionaire. She's not much better for it, but you fucking had to fucking see this coming, Donald. You literally had to see this coming. This is nothing less than your own fucking making, and now you have to live with it. Suck it up, POTUS. Commander-in-Chief, this is who America voted for. The Rust Belt, he's going to bring your jobs back. He hasn't. It doesn't matter. I don't think he's going to be there in 2018. And, okay. Bill Clinton got a blowjob from some chick who probably gave a lot of fucking chicks hope after that. And now, Donald Trump fucks a porn star, probably paid her off. Yes. Now, on to other things. I just got a, as you know, I'm not a huge gamer. I play a lot of games. I play a lot of video games. What of it? Well, not a lot of them. I play what I like. I like to play them. I like to blow off steam. That's a good way to blow off steam. But the big games right now are Fortnite, Battle Royale, or Royale, and Players Underground Battlegrounds, or Players Unknown Battlegrounds. I'm sorry. Yes, I know. Okay, you guys can rip me all the fuck you want. I know I made a mistake and I friggin' corrected myself. I'm a big enough man to fucking admit that I was wrong. So fuck off if you're going to just rip me a new asshole, you fucking nerds. But anyway, so Fortnite and PUBG, Players Unknown Battlegrounds, also known as PUBG. Now I got PUBG on my phone because they made a mobile game. And I play Fortnite more and I like Fortnite more. Like it's a little more fast-paced, the graphics are a little more polished. The game seems like it's a little more polished. They're both unfinished games, but Fortnite is free. PUBG is $30 on Xbox and on PC. It's not available on PlayStation 4. But it's available on Android, and I have an Android, and I said, eh, what the fuck? I'll give it a try. So I played it, and it runs great. It runs better than the Xbox One, or the One S, I should say. The One X is, I don't understand why. If you played the game, it's really not a demanding game, but. So I'm gonna say it wasn't bad. Like I had fun playing it on the phone, on the mobile. Like the controls were pretty, like I understand it's on a phone and people will get, it was pretty responsive. It worked pretty well. And it's definitely, it's free. It is free. It's definitely worth checking out. Now, my big problem with the PUBG, and this was on the phone, but I'm almost positive it's the same problem on PC and consoles. This thing really got me too, is because my first try in this game, even on mobile phones, I got what they called the chicken dinner, as in winner, winner, chicken dinner, which is what they say. So I got a winner, winner, chicken dinner. My first time playing PUBG. I've never won in, or got a victory royale in Fortnite. I've come close so many times. I've come in second. I'm always a bridesmaid for some reason. The one thing I gotta say, the pros and cons of each game. Like the pros of Fortnite, the price point. They got a mobile game now too, but it's only on iOS, and you have to be invited to play it. So, Fortnite, the price point was great. It's free. You can't beat free. And if you want to spend $40, you get like the Founders Pack. You get a Horde mode, which is good. But the Battle Royale's where you're coming for, and it's free. Players Unknown Battlegrounds, $30. Now, like I said, Fortnite is way more polished than PUBG. But let me tell you, Fortnite is hard as fuck sometimes. Like sometimes there's lag, but and it's on dedicated servers, but sometimes it's like you can't get a kill. Like it's harder to get kills in Fortnite by far, but the graphics are better. It's more polished. Like, I think they were gonna make it like they did free to play for some reason, and it really worked out. Because even with the microtransactions, you still like you kind of want to buy shit because it's like, ah, dude, you know what? This is helping the game. It's helping the game get better, and so you don't mind buying shit. I've never bought shit. Like Rocket League, I bought a few things because it was a $20 game, but it's still a really fun game, and you wanna. It's just. You want the game to succeed. So that's the pros. like with Fortnite, maps are a little bit smaller, and it's a lot more fast paced than PUBG. Like you can do like 3 matches of Fortnite, it'll take you like a half hour if you're good, maybe 45 minutes, and that's great, and that's what you people want. They want it to be nice. It's nice. It's fast paced. It's entertaining. It's great. Like all the pros. Now PUBG, the pros with that. Pros and cons. So I've only played it mobile, and it's a good game on mobile. It's a great game on mobile. So the pros, it's a little easier and it's a little more rewarding. It's definitely more rewarding. It's a little more easier. It's not as fucking merciless as Fortnite. Like I think you're either gonna do real. It's like same thing with like Fortnite and that. But I think PUBG, you might do a little bit better. The strategy is not like as intense as Fortnite. Like Fortnite, you definitely need more strategy because you can build shit. But PUBG, you also need strategy, but it's not, it's more like, say, realistic because it is, but it's like, yeah, it's a little bit more realistic. You get vehicles in it, which is also cool, so you can get vehicle kills. And the mobile app is free. It's free, and you're getting a quality, it runs better than the Xbox One S version. From what I've heard, I've never played the Xbox One S version, but I hear it's dog shit. But the mobile version runs better than Xbox One S, and it's free. It's a $30 fucking discount. Now you only get one map with the Xbox or the mobile one, but still, that one map is plenty enough. Fortnite, you only get one map, and it's still you can still play it. Now the fucking cons with PUBG, and trust me, there's a lot of them, and especially because I play on mobile on my phone. One, the fucking games are way too long. The first game I was in, I got a winner winner chicken dinner. It took me 32 fucking minutes. And then the second game I was in, I came in like 60th place. I got 2 kills, but I came in 60th place because I got caught in one of them fucking 5-man gunfights. And that's another thing too. It's fucking, you get into too many fucking major gunfights in PUBG, unlike fucking Fortnite. Because you can spread out, it's spread out a little bit more in Fortnite. But yeah. It's like crazy fucking big. It's crazy long too. Like the matches are so fucking long and it can get a bit repetitive if you're good. The weapons are very like the weapons are what they are. That it is what it is, you know? It's not fucking terrible. But it looks like a PlayStation 2 game. It costs $30. The graphics aren't that fucking great. For the mobile device, the graphics are phenomenal. But for like a next gen system or current gen system and PC, they're not like. And it was $30. That's fine. It's not a finished game. So if I were a consumer, this is what I would tell you. Get Fortnite for your PC or console, and on your mobile device, PUBG is a good option, and it's available. There's over 1 million downloads on Android alone, so there's going to be a good community, and it's not a bad time. It's great if you're on the shitter. You're just, ah, dude, I gotta take a shit, and you just want to fucking kill some time, like help think and whatever, help you fucking pass the turds out. PUBG is definitely the game for you. But if I had to choose them both, Fortnite is the clear winner. Although PUBG is not bad on the mobile. Get it on the mobile, don't spend the $30 on it. It's free. It's on your phone. If you have a fucking newer fucking phone that's like an iPhone 7 or at least the fucking Galaxy fucking 7, S7, you should be fine. Just go with the fucking PUBG on the phone, but get Fortnite for the consoles. You can't lose. You won't lose any money on it. And our last topic today, music festivals. So back in the late 90s, early 2000s, we were spoiled. We had these traveling music festivals. You had Lollapalooza, and Lollapalooza went away for a while, and then it came back in the early 2000s. For like the heavy metal, you had Ozzfest, which at times was good and it was bad. And when you look back on it, you're like, ah, dude, I probably should have went to a couple of them. And you had like the punk alternative one for well, you had what's it called? Lollapalooza. That was like the alternative one, strictly alternative music. But you had like the punk, ska, and hardcore one, and the Vans Warped Tour, which this will be their final year touring. And it's sad. You kind of want to go, but the fucking lineup this year is terrible. And I was looking online, and I'm like, people are like, oh, it's fucking Live Nation and AEG. They all just want to fucking put their bands on there. And I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. AEG and fucking Live Nation are not, they don't fucking have contracts with these bands. So now I'm starting to fucking, like, I know in the late or the early 2000s to the mid 2000s with Ozzfest, they started to charge bands to be on the second stage, like 80 to 60,000, 60 to $80,000. Because they thought, hey, you know what? You're going to get exposure through us. You're going to do this, which is just, it was fucking disgusting. It was really sickening. How dare you? Like, Jesus Christ, that was just fucking terrible. Don't, that, Sharon, that was a fucking piss poor idea. It's bad enough these bands aren't making shit, and now the record labels, they weren't. Chris, a lot of the record labels fucking stuck it up the band's asses because of that fucking thing, and they couldn't even tour, and they had to stop doing what they loved to do. So that was the one big problem. And, there's other ones, like Sounds of the Underground, when they had that, like, fucking emo, screamo, metalcore movement that didn't really last that long, because it sucked. They did the same thing, but they charged bands $20,000 because it's like, oh yeah, you're gonna get the exposure and go fuck yourself, buddy. And then now they're just doing like these 3-day festivals in one spot, which is good. Like Austin City Limits, like sometimes you get a good fucking, like I went there in 2012, I got a good con. I'd see Iggy Pop for the first time. Couldn't tell you. I didn't fucking ever think I would see him twice. I got to see him do his solo at the Academy of Music. Never thought I would see a concert there, but that's a great fucking, arguably the best venue in the fucking country. And I saw him with the Stooges at Austin City Limits. And who else was there? Weezer was there. The Chili Peppers were there. Black Keys. It was a nice little tour. Chili Peppers were fucking mediocre at best, but you either love them or hate them at this point. I'm like, I don't know. It's whatever. I got to see the Chili Peppers. So, yeah, that wasn't terrible. Neil Young was there. Jack Black or Jack White was there. A lot of bands that were there. It was cool. Like I liked it. And you know, you got an Indio, California, Coachella. Down in Delaware, you have a Firefly. And this was like the big thing. Like, oh yeah, it'll bring in money for the local economy and shit. And here's where it started to get really fucking shitty over the years. And now it's coming out. And I did some research. Like, I watched the Woodstock documentary for the first, or for all three Woodstocks. And it hit me at this point. Like, the first Woodstock, you seen it. Like, everybody was sneaking in. A lot of the bands weren't getting paid, but they really didn't give a fuck. And they were like, yeah, let's just go out there and fucking have a good time and give these bands something to fucking. And it was really cool. Like, you looked at the story, you're like, man, this was really fucking cool. Vietnam was going on. A lot of fucking shit in the country. And it was just a really cool story. Like, these guys were all coming in. You had, like, The Who, Jimi Hendrix, fucking Arlo Guthrie. You had all these guys there. And they basically did the show for free. And it was just a really cool story. And I'm like, oh, man, that's just really fucking cool. These guys just got together. And they put on a show for the fans. And I fucking respect, you know? It'll never happen again. And then it happened. Woodstock 94. What a shit show that was. The 25th anniversary. And Perry Farrell, of Jane's Addiction, he did Lollapalooza, which was a big traveling tour at the time. He came out and he was on there saying how this was a fucking disgrace and, you know, what the fuck. Jane's Addiction got paid $400,000 to play that show. You've got to be fucking kidding me. And all these corporate sponsors came in and they were doing this and, like, yeah, this and that and all this and fucking Woodstock's going to be a success. Motherfucker, if they didn't lose money on that tour. It failed in 96. But it was a spectacularly successful failure because of all the bullshit that they put it all aside and they did it for the fans. This one, man, you lost fucking money. Fucking great. And after that, what do? The 30th anniversary of Woodstock in 1999. With some of the fucking greatest acts in the world. Let's see who we got. Fucking Limp Bizkit. Korn. Kid Rock. Who else was there? The fucking Chili Peppers. They were lighting shit on fire, and the Chili Peppers were like, yeah, let's play a fucking tribute to Jimi Hendrix, and they played Fire. It's like, come the fuck on, guys. Who else was there? Like, Limp Bizkit, they were throwing fucking trash. It was so fucking bad. And they didn't even do it in fucking Woodstock, New York, or around there. They did it in Rome, New York, on an old Air Force base, where the fucking stages were a half a mile apart, which is fucking great. Because it's great, because it's like, ah, dude, one fucking sound won't, one fucking thing won't blend into another. But fuck you, it was 100 degrees out there. People were having heat strokes. Like, who thought this was a good idea? And if you thought that they were going to make money off this, they fucking lost even more money, and it was an even bigger fucking disaster than fucking Woodstock 94. And then they were like, oh, they're going to try to do it again in 2009 for the 40th anniversary. It's like, fuck you. Just let it fucking be. First one was special. Second one was fucking, we should have learned our lesson. Third one was, fuck me once, shame on you. Fuck me twice, shame on me. What's fuck me three times? Somebody tell me. But something hit me when I was watching that. Jane's Addiction got paid $400,000. Henry Rollins was in there. He said, am I staying here? No, I'm staying in a hotel fucking 10 towns away. and I'm driving here in a fucking Cadillac or a fucking limousine. Because Rollins Band played in 94. And now I'm seeing, like, these older bands, like... It was great, but the summer festivals in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, like, those traveling festivals, like, your summer, you planned around that festival. It's like, ah, dude, Ozfest is coming, gotta get Ozfest tickets. Warped Tour's coming, gotta get Warped tickets. You might even go see both if you were lucky. Ozfest was obviously a lot more money. Warped Tour was the better deal out of all of them. It was the bigger bargain. Rockstar Energy Drinks Mayhem Fest was towards the late, but even that fucking failed. And now I know why. Because the bands are getting shittier and shittier, and they're like these young upstart bands, and a lot of them aren't that good. It might be me. Might be my ears are getting old, but a lot of them just ain't that good. And they're not selling as well. Like, and they're charging an arm and a leg. Because they cost a lot of money. We know this. We've learned. But now I'm realizing why they suck and they're not getting any of these big name fucking acts that are great. Because they don't want to fucking play those things. They just don't want to. They've did their time and they don't. And now these young upstarts that are coming in, they're like, oh yeah, we'd love to play that, get some fucking exposure. Maybe get on Access TV or fucking MTV Live or whatever Palladia was than it's called now. It used to be Palladia. I forget what it's called now. Yeah, we'd love to do that. And this is where the problem in lies. It's because they don't know any better and they're really just trying to make a name for himself. Like the bands that made a name for himself. Oh, fuck you. You can't pay us enough money to fucking be on there. We're going to lose money just by doing this shit. And then we got to fucking... We can't sell our fucking merch. The merch ain't going to be fucking sold. It's like, blow me. Why would I want to fucking do that? I could just do a tour myself. Me and fucking four other bands that I like. That we're fucking cool with. We can do that. We can fucking make money. And we can fucking off the ticket sales. We can get part of the fucking... The liquor sales at the fucking place. Like the smaller venues. Like the 3,000 and under venues. Like the... We'll say 1,000, like 800 to 3,000 venues, they can get a fucking share of the liquor sales too. So it's like, yeah, if they fucking, I think, what do they get, like 10% or something, or 20%, depending on how big the fucking band is. But, yeah, so why are they going to do these fucking festivals anymore? I've had fucking, dude, we don't. Like, they'll go out to England and do the festivals because they really don't fucking go out there that much, and they really... England kind of has to do it for a lot of these bands, just because it's like, yeah, this is the only time you're going to fucking see them, so, hey, could you do us a solid and come out here? And they're like, yeah, we'll do it. And then they're fucking gone the next day. Like, they ain't staying around for the whole festival. But, yeah, it fucking, and I heard somebody else say it, like, Queens of the Stone Age. Oh, would you play? And it's like, nah, fuck them festivals. We really don't want to do them anymore. I mean, they'll do the Euro festivals, but the American festivals are so fucking bullshit. And they you can make more money fucking touring. Like, it's just that you hardly made money record sales, but you can make something. But now it just came out, hey, you can make more money when you're touring. Like, I could make more money selling merch and getting a piece of the liquor sales and selling tickets than I can if I do a fucking tour where you pay me a flat rate. And I can't sell merch. I can't get a piece of the liquor sales. It's like, it's fucking almost like it's economically, it's not worth for them to play these tours anymore. They might make like a good flat rate to do them, but in the long run, they lose fucking money. Like, a band, oh man, we'll pay you fucking $15,000 to play this show. Sweet! And then it's like, you go to a venue, oh, we'll pay you this much, but you could sell your own merch and make money off that. And if they're fans of the band, if you can sell 200 fucking shirts on a night, you're good. Like, that's pretty much all fucking profit. And if you can get a piece of that liquor fucking sales. So if you get fucking people like 10% of the liquor sales and they charge you an assload for fucking booze anyway at these places, you're good. Fucking $8 beers, you get 80 cents. If you got a 20% thing stake in the fucking thing, you get $1.60 a beer. They sell fucking 500 beers there. They sell fucking whatever, fucking mixed drinks and all that. You get a fucking cut of those things. You could get some fucking good money off the fucking mixed drinks. You could probably walk out of there with a fucking G to a fucking $1,500 just from the drinks alone. Like, you're not going to fucking... They're losing too much on these tours, and that's why they suck. And they're going to suck, and they're just going to get worse. We might just need to fucking do them every now and then. Like, 1 year or every 2 years. This is the end of the show. I hope you all enjoyed it. And I hope this new Anchor, they redid the app. Should be a lot easier to make this fucking show. And I think they said that it's going to be available on Apple and whatever fucking podcasting thing you go on. Most of you probably have iPhones, so you should be able to get it through your Apple Podcasts. All right. So, it was good talking. This is Johnny Albatross signing out. We'll see you next time. Peace.